Elsewhere, the French foreign minister has called for the creation of mechanisms other than the dollar to help firms doing business with Iran after the U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal. Jean-Yves Le Drian stresses that such mechanisms help Tehran export its oil. He says the EU has already made progress to protect the bloc's companies from U.S. sanctions on Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Washington's pullout from the nuclear deal in May. He pledged to reinstate nuclear sanctions on Tehran and impose what he called the highest level of economic bans on the Islamic Republic. Tehran says that it only stays in the deal if the remaining signatories to the agreement give guarantees that the accord benefits Iran economically. Professor of University of Tehran, Fuad Izadi, joins us now from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Professor Izadi, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on, first of all, the recent comments made by French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian and overall the efforts being made by the EU member states and signatories to the JCPOA in order to safeguard and preserve the nuclear deal.
As you know, about 10 days ago, Iran and P4 plus one, P5, U.S. is out, it's P4 now, had a meeting in Vienna. And in that meeting, the other countries that are part of the nuclear agreement said that they're going to present a package to Iran that would ensure that Iran would benefit from the nuclear agreement. As you know, the nuclear agreement had the simple formula. Formula was Iran would substantially reduce its nuclear program, and then nuclear sanctions would be left. The meaning of nuclear sanctions lifted is that Iran would be able to sell oil, Iran would be able to get the money for oil, Iran would be able to have normal banking transactions, Iran would be able to trade without interference from other parties. Since the agreement, Iran has been following the its obligations. Iran has been complying with the agreement, and the International Atomic Energy Agency has certified 11 times already that Iran has been doing this. On the other side, we cannot say the same thing. U.S. was officially part of the agreement, but was not really following the agreement properly, and then U.S. is out officially now. What the French minister is saying is that this is going to be part of what Iran is going to expect from the other side to be able to sign the agreement. Iran cannot use dollars because U.S. is prohibiting Iran from using that currency. So replacements need to be provided. Euro, other currencies need to be provided. And in order for Iran to be able to use these other currencies, mechanisms need to be in place. And that's what Iran and the other side is talking about, negotiating about, how best they can make sure that the other side is actually complying with the agreement the same way Iran is.
Professor Izadi, there are a lot of pundits that believe that the EU will eventually fold under pressure from the United States, or at least certain members of the EU will. What do you think about that?
That is quite possible. EU does not have a good track record when it comes to Iran. Unfortunately, we have a number of EU countries that want to follow the U.S. government when it comes to their policy toward Iran. We have some other EU members that are much better, Italians, the Spanish government, Austrians, Swedish. There are a number of European countries that have been more logical when it comes to their foreign policy towards Iran. But the track record is not very good. In practice, the Iranian government wants to give some time to the European Union and the three governments that are part of the nuclear agreement, the French government, the British government, and the German government, to actually see if they can do anything to make sure the nuclear agreement doesn't fall apart. So Iran will give them a few weeks. And what the French minister was saying is that they're actually working on the points they talked about with Iran. If you want to look at the past, you should not be very hopeful. But giving a few weeks to the Europeans is what the Iranian government has decided to do, and we'll find out whether Europe can use this time to actually make sure the nuclear agreement stays in place, or if there's no benefit for Iran, no substantial benefit for Iran in the agreement, Iran will follow the United States in terms of leaving the agreement.
Professor Fouad Izadi joining us from Tehran. Thank you, sir.